You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. I'm not sure if Tiki's aware. Do you know which giant legend came out and said that they would trade Jackson Dart and just draft Fernando Mendoza if they're in position to do it?
No, but can we disown him?
Oh, you want to disown him? So you're saying you want to disown the giant legend who said that. Well, that's awkward now because the giant legend who said that is Tiki Barber.
That's not true.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is from Evan and Tiki just a few short weeks ago. So the question is, I'll go as far as it takes. When will one of the three of you break and say, screw it, I'll draft him and trade Jackson Dart?
If he beats Julian Sain in Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship.
I'm sorry, was that Tiki Barber?
No, that was bad Tiki.
Okay.
That was not me.
Did Fernando
Mendoza? Those words never came out of my mouth.
Did Fernando Mendoza beat Julian Sain in Ohio State on Saturday?
They did indeed.
So what you're saying is you want to walk back those comments?
Yes, I stand corrected, or I sit corrected right now. There is no way I'm moving on from Jackson Dart for Fernando Mendoza.
Okay.
Especially the super nerd that he is projecting to be. Because I like my super cool quarterback.
That's the other thing this town will be on super load with. We'll get the really cool Jackson Dart who's dating a model now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
She's something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you got Fernando Mendoza.
Now I got to look. Now you put me in a rabbit hole.
You'll never get out of this one. It was probably a very good bye week.
It's funny. I was saying to Sean before the show, do you think Tiki will pick up that the giant legend I'm referring to is him?
No, I forgot. Completely forgot.
Yeah. And Sean was like, I think he knows. I could tell by his look. I think he knows. Then when you said, I want to disown that person, I'm like, oh, yeah. It's not Eli Manning. It's not Brandon Jacobs. It's you. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. John is in Huntington. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't know if you ever caught a video of the guy Robert Frank in his workout videos. He sounds exactly like him. It's really hilarious. Almost
what
like,
was his name? What was his name, John?
Like, who? Robert Frank.
Robert Frank. So it's almost like WWE.
He puts out these really funny videos, that like workout videos, and they sound exactly alike, the two of them.
Nice.
But I also wanted to talk about it. Yeah, I think he did. Honestly, I really do. I believe he did because it's like it's such a unique way of talking that like it was hysterical to me. He's not as geeky, but they talk exactly the same.
Well, this dude is jacked.
If you get him, dude, check it out.
Yeah, I'm watching videos of Robert Frank right now at the gym.
This dude is jacked.
He's very intense though, like Mendoza is. He definitely has that intensity.
But you got to hear him talk. It's hysterical.
All right.
I was wondering, how big of a gag do you think that kick was the kid missed on Ohio State the other day?
I don't know, man. It was an interesting decision because if you're playing for something that really means something, are you playing it that conservatively? If you're Ryan Day, And the challenge, and we talked about this in our pre-show meeting, the way that this Big Ten championship set up, only because Ohio State was number one all season long and Indiana was number two basically all season long, that Big Ten championship didn't mean anything.
Right.
I mean, yes, Ohio State lost and they fell to number two.
But what does that even mean?
And they get a bye.
Right.
And I don't know the matchup situation, but for all I know, he could have been saying, you know what, if we lose, we lose. It's fine. We're still going to be number two. We'll get a better matchup. I don't know. I'd have to go look and investigate and think about that. But the way that the conference championships played out this weekend, it got screwy with the CFP. It really did. We all know Virginia, my alma mater, lost to Duke. Duke is not going to the college football playoff, obviously. And there shouldn't be an ACC representative. But they jumped Miami over Notre Dame to get an ACC representative. Notre Dame technically is not in the ACC, even though they play an ACC schedule. But it's wonky right now. And so I don't even know what to trust when it comes to the CFP.
No, and there is a chance in 4 weeks' time or 5 weeks' time now that Ohio State could play Indiana again in a rematch for the national championship. Right. So you wonder how vanilla you may actually get on a game like Saturday is. Do you think that Mendoza's performance in the college football playoff for the bad could actually change the way people view him right now and how high he'll be drafted?
I mean, maybe.
I thought Saturday helped his stock.
It helped him because he beat Ohio State in a Big Ten championship, and that's a huge deal for Indiana. I mean, they'll relish that forever, right? No matter what happens in the CFP, they'll relish the fact that they beat Ohio State in a Big Ten championship. It's a huge deal. But then you go back and you look at who Indiana actually beat, Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State, Illinois. Tell me when to get to a good team. Iowa, Oregon was the one big win. Michigan State, UCLA, Maryland, Penn State, post firing of the coach, Wisconsin, who's god awful, Purdue, who he didn't really play great against, and then Ohio State. So they beat Oregon and squeaked by Ohio State. So we don't know how good they actually are or how good he actually is. We just see him as a very good leader and has risen his draft stock to be one of the top quarterbacks that's going to be taken in this 2026 draft. But at the end of the day, so much of that is going to be the work that happens after the season when people really get to know who he is.
Let's go to Ryan in Riverhead. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing, boys?
What's up?
I mean, a better cop for Mendoza is Tim Tebow. Remember, he used to give those passionate, religious-laden speeches in college, praising his teammates. I mean, they sound exactly alike.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's interesting.
No, I think the only thing that sounds similar is that they're both deeply religious. But outside of that, I don't know. I get a very different vibe from Mendoza than I get Tim Tebow.
Tim was more calm. I feel like he was more purposeful.
You know what he was?
In his word.
He was very childlike in a lot of ways. I guess you could say Mendoza is like that too.
Yeah.
But the issue I had with Tim Tebow, it's not really an issue with his personality. It was an issue with his skill. Like I watched him and said, mm-hmm. I don't think he can throw the football.
No.
That was the problem.
His skill set wasn't. Fernando Mendoza has an NFL arm.
Yes.
He's got an NFL processing ability. He's been in a somewhat pro-style offense. Tim Tebow was gimmicky. It was a lot of him being an athlete, RPO stuff, you know, before integrated into the NFL. And he get into the league, and it was like, dude, can you even complete a pass?
Yeah, I didn't think he could.
Right.
And that was my biggest issue with Tim Tebow. It wasn't about his personality anything like that.
He's a great dude. He's one of the greatest dudes in the history of college and professional football.
Yeah, I think the only similarity that one could hear is that they're both deeply religious. Yeah. A lot of people are deeply religious. So right. I don't sense much anything else being the same between Mendoza and Tim Tebow. Let's go to Lee on Long Island. What's up, Lee?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
Before I get to the point, I just want to congratulate all of the New York Jets fans who decided to not go to that game yesterday. unless you're a 5-year-old kid whose radio host father forced you to go.
Goodness!
Borderline child abuse at this point, but I just want to congratulate, because I think it's good as just sending a message to Woody Johnson that seeing that, and they didn't even show the stadium on TV after a while because it was so empty, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the Jets, and you know, you bring in Fernando Mendoza, but I've called you guys a bunch of times. You guys have heard me say kind of the same thing. I don't believe Aaron Glenn is the guy to develop him. And when you saw that team show up yesterday, or if they even showed up yesterday, they were grossly unprepared. The Dolphins not only had 3 touchdown drives in the first 3 drives, they had no third down. They didn't face a third down in those first 3 drives. The Jets didn't even have a first down before it was 21-0. And then they throw a couple passes that don't go their way. And what's it called? You know that they take their foot off the gas at 21-0 in the first quarter.
Right.
They already saw an injury. A-Chain probably could have played a little bit more, but they weren't going to force it in that game. And that team was completely unprepared. And then afterwards, you hear the press conference, and I'm sure you guys are going to get to this. Aaron Glenn had no answers for anything.
No.
And he is clearly looking overmatched.
Right. That was the concerning thing, Lee. When you don't have an answer, that's concerning.
His only answer, and I appreciated this, Lee, was the honest assessment of, I failed the team and I didn't have them ready to play,
mm-hmm.
which is the first thing Aaron Glenn said in his post-game press conference, which was obviously true.
Yeah,
because
how does that happen in week 14?
I have no idea.
How does that happen when you've won 3 of your last, 5 games? That doesn't make sense to me.
No, none of it made sense because the Dolphins with freaking ease, went up 21-0, and Lee's right. If they wanted to, they could have made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Jets could not stop the run. There were receivers open all over the place. It was abysmal. I mean, it was, you know, you look at the losses they've had this season. I think this one jumps out at you as the ugliest and really the most depressing.
Right.
That's the key word I take.
Depressing and concerning, because it never felt like Steve Wilks had any idea what he was doing defensively.
No, and I think Aaron Glenn's going to have to really evaluate that at the end of the year. He was pushed on that earlier today about Steve Wilks.
Yeah.
And Aaron said, you know, we'll evaluate everything at the end of the season. But it was just bad.
Yeah.
It was bad on all accounts. But I do have to say this, Lee. I think you got this thing backwards. The 5-year-old was pressuring the radio host to go to the Jets game.
Mm.
Because
And the 5-year-old pressured the radio host To stay at a gym.
I want to know.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.